half of them at home I got to see in person. The other half I got to watch on TV and do play-by-play for them. Ty Evans, the Lady Tigers women's basketball coach at TSU. Hey, good morning, Ty.
Good morning, G. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm good. I was just talking about it. I'm going to be doing all the football games remotely. So, you know, the thrill of it's getting out there, but what a year. I know the numbers don't add up, but I saw every game, and you had your team playing its best basketball. And in our post-game interview from the last game, you went through something I thought was really pretty cool, that from the first time you met these OVC teams to the next time, you made improvement against every team.
Exactly. And just to kind of reiterate that, I think it's very what's the word I'm looking for? It's just interesting, and this is more of a testament to our girls. Every team that we played twice, other than one team, you know, the margin of loss was significantly less, you know, than the first time we played them. And I think that just shows the growth and the improvement of our girls, you know, from, like I said before, the first time we played those teams until the second time. So I'm excited about the future, man. I mean, I've had a chance to reflect this past week, and I'm extremely excited about, you know, where this program is going.
You know, and it's going to be interesting with the eligibility, whatever, who comes back, who's not. I'm not even going to go there because that's still all to be played out. But certainly with Taylor Roberts and Jaden Reitzel, those two are going to be in the leading rebounders, score. Taylor, leading scorer, you know, and certainly Jaden Reitzel, one of the top all-time in rebounding and steals. So those two have laid a foundation.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, I've only coached both 1 year, but just to kind of look at the numbers, you know, in terms of Taylor scoring over 1,000 points and Jaden, you know, like you said before, with the rebounds and the steals, I think when they look back, you know, on their 4-year career, you know, the wins and losses won't necessarily tell the entire story, but just from my 6-7 months of dealing with those two young ladies, I think they'll look back and, you know, and they'll look at some things and, you know, like I said before, the wins and losses don't tell the whole story, but they've had a great time here at TSU, and I've enjoyed coaching them the past 6 or 7 months.
How is it for, you know, because you know, 8 years at Auburn, associate head coach, Georgetown, Alabama, St. Louis, you know, you've been part of winning. How did Ty Evans handle this season?
You know, I actually handled it very well. You know, it's funny. I was talking to my dad about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it's funny. We were just having a conversation, a father-son conversation, and he was asking me, how you doing, son? I said, actually, I'm pretty good, Dad. He said, well, you know, I was worried about you for a while. I said, well, why? I'm good. He started laughing. He said, not that. I know you're okay. He said, but you ever think about this? You know, from the age of 5 until I stopped playing competitively, I think when I was 26 or 27 over in Taiwan, I've never played for a team that lost more games than they won. I've never played on a team that lost more games than they won, and I've never played on a team that wasn't competing for some type of championship. And I thought about it, and I said, you know what? Wow, this is actually a good experience for me because I know how to win. I've done nothing but win my whole life. The one thing that I didn't know about was how to change someone who had a losing mentality. So this whole year for me has been more of a growth process for me as a coach. It's been great from that standpoint because, like I said before, you've won as much as I have as a player and as a coach. You know how to do that, but you also have to understand the other side. You have to understand the mentality of a person who hasn't won that much and what it takes to get them, you know, to the other side. So I've learned a lot this year. It's been great for me as a coach, and I wouldn't change anything.
Well, just put in perspective, you and I are huge Milwaukee Brewers fans. They went 25 years without making the playoffs after going to the World Series. So I'm used to it. you know, so although they're in a pretty good run. Yeah, and it's one of the first things I did it. I remember the first time I met you, and if you know me, I'll have something Brewers on a lot, and I didn't even know what I put on. You know, just put a shirt on, you know, and the first thing you said to me, oh, Brewers. Okay, so we, with the logo. So why do you feel good about going forward? I heard it. I hear it in your voice. I hear it every time I talk to you after every game, and you're so gracious with your time, and that's not an easy thing to do sometimes, but and I understand that, being the son of a coach. I'd always remember when he would come home, I could tell when I was a kid whether he won or lost. If he won, he went straight to bed. If he lost, he went to the kitchen and sat for a while. So, you know, why do you feel good about it?
Well, for me, I've always began with the end in mind, so I know how it's going to look once this is all said and done. And sometimes, you know, you have to go through different peaks and different valleys. I think it's important to not get too high or get too low. You know, I knew what I walked into, so the process is what attracted me. And I knew, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say, well, man, did you expect to lose every single game? Well, no, I don't think no one does that. And a competitor such as myself, you go into every single game expecting to win because, like I said before, I've done nothing but win in my career. So I'm going to go in with the same mentality, but at the same time, when you don't win, you have to go back to the drawing board and look at some things you could have done better. And like I said before, you can't lose the fact that the process is what's most important. You have to begin with the end in mind. So for me, you know, as long as I keep that at the forefront of my mind, I'm in good shape. So I'm believe me, I'm encouraged. I'm excited about, you know, where this thing is going to end. And you'll see, we'll be having the same conversation, you know, in a year or two, but it'll be much different. And I'm going to say, gee, I told you. I told you so.
Well, Ty, it's been a pleasure getting to know you, watching you work, and being the leader that you are. Thanks for joining us this morning. Enjoy your spring weekend. It's football, right?
Absolutely. Spring football. Not used to it, but I'm enjoying it.
All right. Thank you, Ty. Appreciate it, man.